because like I say, the influences, you know, are pretty now pretty much even, but it's...
Okay. If you were petting a dog and he shied away from you, say, come here, you know, I understand, it's going to hurt you,
I'm not going to hurt you.
All right. And if you're not sure about something, you want to check this out with another person, you might say, I'm right.
I'm right, aren't I?
Yeah. Okay. And someone's, I really appreciate your taking this, talking to you and your father saying you took something into athlete or something. You might say, oh, that's okay, going to go there anyway.
We're going to go over there anyway.
And then someone breaks a window. You break that window, you say, no, it
wasn't me.
Okay. Now, how might you greet a person early in the day?
Good morning.
Might you something, how?
How are you? How do you do?
Many people use the expression, how be you? Is that at all common even among older people? How be you, or be you going instead of are you going?
No.
Okay. Are you busier than I be?
No, but the young people do some. Just to be different, you know. Maybe that a little bit. Not much, though.
Give me an example of it.
How be you doing today? Or what you be doing? Something like that. Or there be something over there.
Mm-hmm.
Just as, you know, it's more of a novelty. They just use it to be different.
But using it as associating with what? I mean, does that kind of language, do they associate that language with? Is it kind of a pretend old-fashioned or
yeah, in a way, it's just, you know, it's not necessarily anything more than being different, you know. I mean, it's just something that, a characteristic that they want to take on that nobody else has, because around here, the older people don't use that.
Okay. If you went into your mother's going to change the draperies in the house, and she might stop in the store and get a small piece of cloth and take it home, and she'd say, I want to bring, take home a little one of that cloth.
Strap?
Yeah, or a thing. They're passing out food in the store, three, you say, I'm going to get a free
sample.
All right. And so a girl has a dress on that looks very nice, but that's a what kind of a dress? That's really a... You want to praise her for the dress, you know.
Something in that dress, all right. Something in that dress.
Another, or, well, if you talk, let's put it this way. Talking about a girl, you say, she's really a what kind of girl? You're talking about her attractive is the idea.
Mm-hmm.
You might say she's attractive, or you might say she's a... Another word instead of attractive.
Pretty.
All right. You say, that girl's pretty, but that girl's even...
More pretty. Prettier.
Okay. All right. Something a woman might use over her dress when she's cooking.
Nice.
All right. And this is a
pan.
And something you use to hold the baby's diapers.
Pan.
All right. Now those sound exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Now if I were going to ask for that, I would say an ink pen. Or I would say a safety pen or a diaper pen.
Okay. Yeah. Now the a beggar might have a tin
cup.
Say the whole thing, I'm sorry.
A tin cup.
All right. And you might call it a dime, or you might call it two nickels.
Oh, 10 cents.
Yeah. Now how about those two words? Do they that word used before cup and the word before cent? Do those sound exactly the same?
Yeah.
What are the words?
Ten cups and 10 cents.
Uh-huh.